This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now is the voice of the Buffalo Bills, Chris Brown. His appearance is brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Well, Chris, something to be thankful for here in this holiday season. The Packers beating the Miami Dolphins yesterday, and the Bills can now clinch with just a win. The AFC East, that would be this early in the season. How about that?
Yeah, pretty good way to serve it up on Sunday night. Golden opportunity for the Bills to put the division race to bed. The Dolphins have now lost 12 games in a row in sub-40-degree temperatures. And a lot of people were anticipating that yesterday was going to be a struggle for them. It proved to be. So the table is set for Buffalo to kind of clean up and win their fifth straight division title with a victory over a very beat-up and injured San Francisco 49ers roster, who could be without up to four or five starters on Sunday night.
And, Chris, the injury front for the Bills, Matt Milano has been practicing with the team. How likely will Matt be a go for Sunday?
Well, it's a decision that's up to the medical staff, obviously the coaching staff, and Matt himself. And I think the positive sign is he's been full go in practice this week, both on Wednesday and Thursday. His 21-day practice window while still on injured reserve does not close until next Wednesday, but I would be surprised if he doesn't dress for Sunday's game. He's waited over a year to play. As we know, he had the broken leg in week 5 last season, missed the rest of the 2023 campaign, and then before he even got to the regular season, you know, he tore his bicep tendon this year and has been rehabbing ever since. I think he's chomping at the bit to play. The thing we should keep in mind is, knowing he hasn't played in about a year and a half, I would anticipate that if he is dressed for Sunday night's game, that he will be on a pitch count. I would not expect him to play full-time starter reps if, in fact, they lift him off injured reserve at the end of the week and put him on the active roster.
Chris, the Niners are a little beaten up too. Brock Purdy, the big one, his shoulder is injured. He was limited in practice Wednesday. There's going to be snow in the area. They have a potent run game, do the Niners. How are you feeling about that? Does it give the Niners more of an advantage, or do you think, hey, we've seen enough of these, we know Josh can sling it in the cold?
Yeah, I think we really have to see at the end of the week here, and we'll find out more today, obviously, because the Niners are actually traveling today, trying to make up for the time difference, give their players an extra day to get acclimated. So they'll be flying out of San Francisco today to travel east to Buffalo. But yes, Purdy was very limited in practice, from what I understand, on Wednesday. Didn't really throw much at all with that right throwing shoulder injury that kept him out of last week's game against Green Bay. Limited again yesterday. So today will be a telltale day for just what Purdy's availability is going to be for Sunday's game. And then, you know, to your question about the running game for San Francisco, they've got issues there too, because the entire left side of their offensive line has yet to practice this week either. Trent Williams, the left tackle who missed last week's game, has not yet practiced this week. And the left guard who lines up next to him, Aaron Banks, has been out all week with a concussion. He remains in concussion protocol, so he might not be available for the game either. And then Christian McCaffrey, the running back who only came back 3 weeks ago after bilateral Achilles tendonitis, has not looked the same burst and speed and explosiveness that we're accustomed to seeing from the guy who won last year's rushing title, does not look like the same player right now. So they've got a lot of decisions to make with regard to roster availability for Sunday night's game against the Bills.
And the weather, we're looking at lake effect snow, possibly a couple of feet by the time we get to kickoff, cumulative totals there in Orchard Park on Sunday night. How does that play into the game plan for the Bills and the 49ers? Could it be more of a running game as opposed to a passing game?
Yeah, I think the wind will probably have more to do with that, Tom, than anything else. So if the conditions are snowy and windy, then yes, you're looking at what will probably be largely a ground game between the Bills and Niners on Sunday night. I think what happens is coaches go into a game with a game plan that they feel is ideal for the opponent, and then that game plan is adjusted accordingly with respect to the weather. And this is weather that you would obviously have to respect. So we're going to have to wait and see just what we have come Sunday night at kickoff time, and then I would expect the coordinators to adjust respectively.
Chris, one thing I'm curious about, special teams in this game could be something to watch. The Niners kicker, Jake Moody, he's really struggled this year, and that's without weather being a factor playing in San Francisco. We've seen Tyler Bass kick well in the weather. Is that something that we should keep an eye on as well?
Well, again, I'll point to the wind. If wind is an issue and playing surface, you know, if it's snowing so hard that the ground crew can't keep up with it and there's measurable snowfall on the field during the game, you know, clearing a spot for a kicker can sometimes be an issue. The other thing to consider is how low the temperatures dip, because any kicker will tell you once you get around the low 20s, you're essentially kicking a rock because the football basically gets frozen, and it's like kicking a rock, and obviously the ball doesn't travel as far in colder conditions. So all things to be mindful of for the kicking game: weather, snowfall on the field, and wind.
All right, Chris Brown, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, have a good morning, guys.
You too. That's Bills play-by-play announcer Chris Brown. The game can be heard Sunday night on our sister station WGR Sports Radio 550.